In an op-ed for the San Diego Union-Tribune, Beth Sorol of the Jewish Community Foundation of San Diego writes that as San Diegans lose jobs during this outbreak, philanthropists need to step up.
Well, Beth is with us on the Kogo News Live line. And Beth, all eyes have been on Washington, Sacramento for answers, but you say that people are the answer, right?
Well, I say that it takes everybody has to do their part. And it is great to see that the federal government, it looks like, is stepping up with a $2 trillion plan. But the costs of this whole coronavirus outbreak are estimated to exceed $12 trillion. And probably more will come from government and state, but everybody has to do their part. And so philanthropy is stepping up with really flexible capital and quick capital. Like, you know, you might, small businesses might be applying for a loan. It could take a while to get that capital. So the Jewish Community Foundation of San Diego, as well as the San Diego Foundation, we have funds up to help vulnerable populations, people who have already lost their jobs or had their hours dramatically reduced and just have, they have no income. And rent is due on April 1st, and there are prescriptions to purchase and so forth. And San Diegans have a long history of being very generous people. You know, a rough number of San Diegans donated something like $4 billion to charity in 2018. Now, obviously, a lot of people are hurting and people can't step up as much, but we do need people who can to give what they can to help those who are struggling. And we also need businesses to do their part. And I say in the op-ed that we need to adapt the golden rule to the coronavirus, which is to say, you shouldn't do to vendors, you shouldn't do to customers what you don't want vendors to do to you, or you should do to customers as you want your vendors to do to you. So if you need your vendors, if you're a small business and you need the people you buy from to give you a little bit more relaxed terms, you need the bank to help you with your mortgage payment, you need to be able to do the same for your customers, because we want to minimize bankruptcies and we want to have the best foundation in our economy that we can have when we start to rebuild.
You know, it's interesting that you mentioned philanthropy being fast and flexible capital. You know, in this giant stimulus bill, there are people who are going to get checks, but they have to meet a certain threshold, and that's based on a tax return or this or that or the other, whereas people who might not qualify under those qualifications may still find themselves in very desperate straits. They could still be out of work, and this is where philanthropy can step in and help them.
100%. And it also, you know, those checks for taxpayers that don't pay their taxes electronically, it could take a few months before those actual checks arrive. And food has to be put on the table in the meantime. And so that's a place where philanthropy can help. And we'll also see as we rebuild that, you know, these kinds of times, they spur innovation. And philanthropy can help seed some good ideas where private capital won't. And so I think you'll see philanthropy will be stepping in some of these creative ways, both immediately and over the longer term.
Well, how can we help? Anybody who's listening, how can they help?
Anybody who's listening can go to jcfsandiego.org. You'll see on our homepage, there's a big banner about coronavirus. And just click there and you'll go to our Vulnerable Populations Fund. And we encourage people to give what they can. We have we have donations from $5 up to, you know, seven figures. And so people need to do what they can do. We like to say at the Jewish Community Foundation that every individual has the power to make a difference and that together we can change the world. And we just need everybody to do their part.
Well, Beth, thank you so much for joining us. CEO of the Jewish Community Foundation, Beth Sorol, here on the Kogo News Live Line. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Stay healthy.